Joe Davis is, how old is he? He's like Drew Carter. He's like 25.
Is he that young? He's a young pup of a guy.
I think so. He's one of those guys who sounds like he's, this annoys me.
What's his name? Joe Davis?
Joe Davis for Fox. He's calling the World Series. He's one of those guys who sounds like he's 60.
36.
Oh, he's that old.
Yeah.
Still, that's young.
I mean, you know, calling a World Series game.
A for effort, he says.
A for effort.
So, you know, it's funny. Watching that play, so that's what stands out to me, obviously, about the game. Is so, if you missed it, ball, Mookie Betts is going to grab, goes into the crowd for it. One guy grabs his glove and tries to take the ball out of the glove. And another guy next to him grabs it.
He does pop it out.
He pops it out eventually.
Here you go. You're watching. If you see it on twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Here you go. And YouTube, yes.
And the other guy starts grabbing his right hand.
It's like you at school pickup, Keith, when you're going to shake a wrist.
It was a second handshake. It was unnecessary, and I accidentally grabbed his wrist. But now, and then they're talking trash. They're like, what are you doing? You're trying to make a play over here? Like, stop. What are you knocking off? So in real time, I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't know, home field advantage. Like, maybe maybe you should be trying to make a play out there.
Okay.
I mean, I think the ball's been caught. This guy, what a moron. He literally is prying the glove open to take the ball. Like, he caught the ball. It wasn't sort of, because if the ball goes into the crowd,
yeah,
that is your right.
Yeah.
Don't lean over the field. I'm telling everybody, don't lean into the field. Don't run on the field. Don't be that guy. Don't be that jackass. Don't be Jeffrey Mayer. Don't be, what was the idiot with the Cubs? Don't be that guy.
Oh, Bartman.
Don't be Bartman.
Yeah.
But if they go into your area, you can do whatever you want.
You can rip their glove open? No, you can't.
I don't know why you can't.
So here's what the guy said. Austin Capobianco?
Of course.
Was interviewed after the game by Jesse Rogers of ESPN. He's actually gotten a lot of crap for this story, which I don't get.
Why wouldn't you talk to that guy?
Right, of course.
It's a pretty major part of the game.
It's interesting to talk to this guy. And so he says, we always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack.
See, that was you guys
pretty
crossed
close.
The line.
Pretty
you guys
close.
Did kind of attack.
It's in our area. We're going to D it up.
Yeah, D it up.
Someone defends. Someone knocks the ball. We talk about it. We're willing to do this.
I think it's a good plan going in. I feel like what happened was these guys did too much. They did too much. The one guy, I don't know what's worse.
Yeah.
Trying to take the ball out of the glove, or the other guy grabbing like his throwing hand.
No, it's that.
That's worse.
That is worse.
That was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, leave him alone. Like, now you're like, don't touch the players, but like, make a play on the ball. Again, you can't lean into, everybody knows you can't lean onto the playing field or any kind of playing surface. But if it's in there, because wouldn't you be mad? All right, say the same thing, not the same thing. Say it's like bottom of the ninth. Two outs, and a guy hits a pop. Let's say Fenway Park, where like first base side, where the first baseman can kind of like lean into the crowd.
Yeah,
don't you smack at the ball if it's the Yankees are there? Do you
isn't
like
smacking
out?
At the ball different than prying his glove open and ripping the baseball out after the fact?
Yes, but I'm just trying to present my overall
case.
Yeah, here.
Your thesis.
So like that's okay.
Well, I think so. Yeah. You're knocking out a glove. I think that's more okay in the stands than the ball's already in there, and now I'm pulling it away
from it. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
That's
what happened.
If, let's just say a pop-up in foul territory at Fenway Park happened, and the first baseman for the Yankees leaned into the crowd, and four Red Sox fans all got out of the way.
Yeah.
We would lose our minds at the Red Sox fans,
Yeah,
right?
You got to try to catch
wouldn't
it.
We? Yeah. As a group?
Yes.
As a collective? We'd be like, dude, make a play.
Yeah.
Do something. Okay.
Yeah. What you're presenting is a false equivalence.
But I'm starting from somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I got
I'm
it.
Establishing something.
Okay, well,
this is classic courtroom drama stuff right
now. Exactly,
so
yeah.
I'm starting with that.
Yeah.
So then the next step would be, like, not only do you knock it out of the way, make a play.
Yeah.
Maybe make a play.
Make
it hard for the first baseman.
Yeah.
Like, you're leaning into my territory.
The problem, again, with this thesis, I see what you're doing,
but the problem is
Mookie Betts has already made the play. The play's over, and now you're prying his glove open and ripping the ball away.
They did too much. But
that's assault, brother.
The fans can be...
Yeah. You can mix it up a little
you
bit.
You can make a play.
In the stands?
Yes.
That's your territory.
That is 100% your area. Everybody has a hula hoop. Everybody's got their own
imaginary
hula hoop.
Once a play is made, you gotta just say, you beat me on that one. I tried.
Tip your cap.
I tried to make a play. You got to tip your cap.
Pry the glove open.
So part of me.
And then grab his right wrist.
Part of me goes, Yankee fans, subhuman garbage. Like, this is, I'm happy Yankees fans are doing this. And I could totally see Red Sox fans doing this, by the way. I could see Red Sox fans doing that same thing. I don't know that we're much better off than Yankee fans, FYI.
Yeah, we are.
But
did you see that guy last night? We're better than Yankee fans.
I
didn't see a Red Sox fan wearing a sliding glove to the game.
Well,
what
true.
Was that?
I don't. That's a good point.
Did they interview that guy? Why he was wearing a sliding
glove?
I'm
just not ruling out. I'm not giving Red Sox fans so much credit that wouldn't happen. But
I've never seen it.
It happened with you. I've never seen it in baseball
history.
It's
America's oldest ballpark, and that's never happened. So, Jones, Red Sox fans wouldn't do that. They've had plenty of opportunity.
They might.
Down by Pesky Pole?
Yeah.
You could lean right over there.
Yeah, well, now that we know this is a thing, maybe Red Sox fans will do it. Now that you've the Red Sox would have to make the playoffs, of course, for that to happen.
Yeah, for it to really
you
matter.
You need that. But, okay.
4 years from now.
I'm not ruling out Red Sox fans to do it, but whatever. Yankees fans, subhuman garbage. I was reminded of it watching the comeback. Oh, there's a sliding glove.
There's a guy. Look at that. He's wearing like an oven mitt.
Like he's going to swipe a bag.
He's in full uniform, so they might ask him to pinch run.
More respect for him wearing that than wearing an actual glove.
Yeah, because I would just be like, where'd you get that? Glove. Where do they sell sliding
gloves? I think
I
have more respect for someone with a glove than a sliding glove. Sliding glove's like, ouch, my hand.
Yeah, but also like, where'd you get it?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
What's your deal?
Everyone has a glove.
He's like, I'm going as a pinch runner for Halloween.
He probably pounds that wall so hot he's going to wear it.
That's true. It could be for his own. Look at that. He's got this giant sliding glove. Nobody would have known about it if it wasn't
for the Kimbrel pose.
The two morons next to him trying to make a play on Mookie Betts.
Oh,
no, where those guys, I will admit, Jones, where those guys screwed up was...
Oh, this is where they screwed up when they tried to rip the ball away from them?
The ball was already caught.
Yeah, no, I would say that was a
mistake. They were just too slow.
Yeah.
Their instincts?
Yeah.
Were good.
No, these guys, their heart was in the right place?
Yes.
So part of me...
Home field advantage should mean something. I feel like we've lost that.
It's a good one, Keith.
Since COVID.
It's a good one, Keith. We don't pry baseballs away. We just throw pizza at them. That's what we do at Fenway Park. That's a good point.
One time. That happened one time.
Yeah, so like, let's not rule out Red Sox fans would do the same thing, please.
Well, that was fan on fan crime.
Yeah, Yankees fans, subhuman garbage. And no, so,
but in this spot, those guys were trying to make a play.
Yeah, I like. Here's what I like.
Okay,
give me somebody to hate over there. That new ballpark.
You
is,
hate that guy?
That new ballpark, Keith.
Oh,
way too pristine.
Yeah.
Too much of a museum. Even Yankees fans will tell you. They don't like to admit it, but even Yankees fans will be like, the place stinks.
Short porch.
It's like too much of a museum. It's nice. It's lovely. Yeah. Lots of great concessions. Lots of places to be. But the actual place stinks. There's no atmosphere. And so, good. They're embracing their inner villain a little bit.
They're also down 3-0.
Give me something to root against.
They're desperate.
Yeah.
They're desperate.
They definitely are.
You don't want to corner a coyote, do you, Jones?
Nope.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Although one coyote, I don't think it'd do much. It's more that they fight in packs.
They're a pack.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys were a pack.
These are a pack of morons. Pack of morons in the Yankee Stadium last night. No, but the guy, I think he just was too slow to it. And I don't know, maybe he was having a couple of brew dogs. Everybody kind of slows down a little bit like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that was his
delayed reaction.
If he got there just a moment sooner, I think we would all be unanimously applauding those gentlemen. But as it stands, they just went too far. And I really don't know what the one guy's plan was. Was he trying to, like, pull Mookie Betts into the crowd with him?
Yeah. He's like, come on in, Mookie.
like, at least the guy trying to make a play on the ball, you're like, all right.
He wants
the
ball.
The ball. Like, is it out? Is it not
out? What's the other guy doing with Mookie's wrist?
He's like, here's my chance.
Trying to keep Mookie from covering the ball in his glove.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
I
think he kind of just wanted to help and didn't really know what to do.
He's like, hey, here's Mookie Betts. Hey, guys, I got a Mookie Betts.
He kind of panicked.
He did.
I think he's kind of like, I don't know what to do. I'm just grabbing his other hand.
He's like, we said we were going to get the ball, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was in his glove. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I saw a pro ball player in the crowd. Thought I'd grab him.
So I do like that they're giving me a villain and something to root against because a little part of me, as detestable as they were in the comeback on Netflix, a little part of me does kind of miss, like, the back and forth. There's no more back and forth of the Yankees fans.
No, there really isn't.
It's all isn't. It's all too polite. They hide now. They cower.
I know.
The Red Sox have won too much in recent history. The Yankees, you can't do the 1918 thing anymore. You can't do the World Series thing anymore because the Red Sox have won so much more often than they have that it's not really a thing anymore. And so, good, give me something to root against. I feel like I'm more into the World Series after that last night.
I do think, like, there was a little bit of a... The problem was it was the one-game playoff. I mean, it was good and bad. But in 2021, there was like a little bit of like, oh, we might get something again, right? Like they did face each other in the one-game wild card playoff. That was super fun.
Yep. And 2018 was good, too, when you had the three-game series.
Yeah, so you had
the best of five.
Yeah, you had a couple of moments, but you needed to be playoff moments for sure. But then those two gentlemen, by the way, did get thrown out. They were asked to leave the ballpark, and I believe they're not allowed back.
Well, they should not be allowed back, right?
I mean.
What do you mean, you mean? They should be allowed back in that ballpark?
Maybe they could sit in the second row. Maybe they're too close to the action and they can't help themselves.
That's a good point.
Well, you can't put them in the bleachers. Just, I mean, they're big fans, clearly. They love the game.
I like your idea of there's like a range. There's certain sections they're not allowed to sit in anymore.
Guys can't sit anywhere near the field. You can't be in arm's reach from any of the players.
They really should be able to track that.
What, them being there?
Well, no, just like where they are in the ballpark. Yeah, you should be able to do that. You guys can buy tickets, but you can't sit anywhere near where you could grab another man's wrist.
Yeah. Like it starts beeping when they get too close. Oh, like, no, just trying to get to the concession stand. They're like, no, guys, back up.
We have the technology for that.
We definitely do.
We should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tim in Holliston. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, guys. First off, you guys are awesome. Full disclosure, I am a Yankee fan. Oh, nice. And just a quick reminder, back in the early 2000s, one of you jabronis took a swing at Kareem Garcia down the right field line. And...
Yeah, in your face, Keith.
Into a bullpen and tried to fist fight somebody in the bullpen. So we're not that different. We're
all right, in our defense, Tim, it was Kareem Garcia. And
it was Kareem Garcia.
Garcia? Their heads were in the right place. Went way, way overboard.
Yeah. Okay. See. Okay. All right. Maybe that's what we settle on.
I don't like giving Yankees or Red Sox fans like the
a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't see a Red Sox fan would ever do that, really.
No, I kind of want them to. I just think I would trust a Red Sox fan to do it a little bit sooner.
Mm.
Make a real nice play on it.
Yeah, no, that's
then
true.
Then be celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, you carry those guys out on your shoulders, like walking out of there. Like,
make a play.
A hero. Yeah. Let them run the bases.
Any chance the Yankees rally out of this deficit?
No.
Right?
I mean, I don't
They got
think
a win
so.
Last night. It'd be
so
I guess
Flaherty Cole
nice,
is it tonight?
Nice symmetry in some way. Yeah, Cole is tonight. Is it Flaherty on the other side?
Flaherty
it's Cole
tonight,
yeah.
And then game. If there's a game six, it would be Friday. Ooh, so they get Halloween off.
And game seven, anything can happen.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Garrett Cole, Nestor Cortez, game seven, anything can happen. Look out.
Garrett Cole's actually been all right, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he stinks.
Yeah, well,
you trust him?
I don't know. I trust the fans in right field more than I trust Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be some crazy rally, but we'll see.
People pile on him in the postseason. He's been good this postseason, right? He had the one kind of short start, but still he didn't allow a lot of runs against Cleveland.
He got a quick hook, yeah.
But he had he went six innings, one run in game one of the World Series, so he hasn't been the problem. They might need Aaron Judge to, you know, step into one.
Text line is saying they are allowed back at the game tonight. Is that right?
I heard the morning show say they're season ticket holders, so they will be allowed back.
Oh, I thought they weren't. My bad.
I mean, they shouldn't be. I had no idea.
It doesn't make any sense to me, though.
I had no idea if they were or they weren't, but they shouldn't be allowed back.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
At least without your your technological advancement where you don't let them in the first couple of rows.
Yeah, you put like a little
air tag on them.
Put an ankle monitor on the other ankle.
No, exactly.
They have one already, but put another one on just for the game.
Over under on how many times they show them.
Those guys?
If they're there?
They're there in the
8
same
billion.
They should
more than Taylor Swift.
More than Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They should have their own little pictured picture on the bottom. You guys looking for the idiots in right field? Here they are.
Yeah,
we got them.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. It's Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to Would You Rather right after Trending with Billy Laney.